This is Lori Sonkin with WRFI Community Radio News. My guest this evening is Gay Nicholson. Gay is president of Sustainable Tompkins. Sustainable Tompkins is a community-based organization that, among other objectives, tries to provide for a healthy environment. Thank you for coming to the studio, Gay Nicholson. Welcome to the program.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
So tonight we're going to talk about the Finger Lakes Climate Fund. This is a program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect our climate. Gay, can you explain how it works?
Well, the idea behind it is both climate change and income inequality are huge global problems. And the Climate Fund is designed to try to address both of those problems here locally at the same time. So the basic idea behind a carbon offset is that you take responsibility for your own carbon emissions from your travel or your home energy use. We, of course, always emphasize to people that the first step is shrinking your carbon footprint by investing in energy efficiency improvements in your home, you know, managing your transportation demand by using alternatives or buying efficient cars. But we know that there are unavoidable emissions and that you can't afford to make all those investments at once. So how do you behave in a way that's responsible towards the climate and towards future generations? So a carbon offset lets you take responsibility for those emissions by calculating for your trip or your home energy use, how much is my share of the emissions from that flight to California, for example, and then making a financial donation to the Climate Fund to take responsibility for your emissions from your trip. That money accumulates in the fund and then is given out in grants to local lower-income households who can't afford to make the energy efficiency improvements in their homes that they're really kind of desperate to make. Things like insulation and air sealing or heat pumps, more efficient heating and cooling systems. So that's where the money goes. That's how the overall transaction occurs. And it's quite affordable. And it's really quick and easy to do. We have a website called FingerLakesClimateFund.org. And you just go on there, and let's say you flew somewhere, you would just put in your destination, and we use national databases that then calculate what's the emission around that. And our price is $25 a ton of carbon dioxide emission. And you make the payment there, and you're done, and you get your, and it's a tax deductible donation as well. So you'll get a receipt, you know, proving that. And then we have so far given out 20 grants since we started in 2010 to a real range of households in Tompkins County, Schuyler County, and Tioga County. And hopefully soon we'll be working with Mothers Out Front in Corning to do some down there as well.
It's so creative. It's so cool. You know, I heard about it because I was driving to the march with a friend who told me, who drives a lot, and she has a kid that's in college, and she goes to visit her child, and she calculated that it was for whatever reason, and maybe you can speak to this, it driving to across the country or halfway across the country makes less of a carbon footprint than flying, which I thought was sort of interesting. I know, because I sort of think, well, doesn't the plane fly anyway? But anyway, I just thought the program is so creative. And you talked about, so if you were going to fly to from Ithaca to Los Angeles, I looked this up, it's only about, does this sound right, 1.09 metric tons? So that would, if I wanted to donate to your program to assuage my guilt, or so how much would that be? What did you say, $25?
About $25 for a typical flight to the West Coast from Ithaca. And if you drove your car for the typical miles per gallon car, if you drove it 500 miles, it'd be about $5 to take responsibility for that 500 miles. For the typical New York State home, to offset all the energy from your home might cost $15 a month. So it really is pretty affordable. And of course, most people don't do all of the carbon in their lives. They pick and choose what they can afford to take responsibility for. That's why a lot of people offset their air travel, because it feels kind of hard to avoid that. A friend of mine, Ellen, she was like, I'm not going to give up going to see my granddaughters in California, you know, even though she's very responsible elsewhere in her life about her carbon emissions. So she offsets it.
Right. And so, I mean, you don't have any concern that people, the program is helping people feel less guilty. I mean, you're making a good point that there are just some things that you're not going to give up. I mean, even though maybe I'll drive an electric vehicle, but I'm not going to give up flying to California.
As I said, we've always had consistency of and have run, you know, most of the areas, regional conferences on climate and energy over the last few years. So, yes, we've been trying to educate and help people shrink those carbon footprints, but recognize that not all of it can go away immediately.
How much have you raised or...
Well,
if you want. Oh,
there's probably been well over 500 people who have made offsets.
Oh, really?
And let's see. Well, I know that it's well over 50,000. We just ran our second Seal the Cracks campaign last fall, and we had a goal of 500 tons taken out of the atmosphere. And it was wonderful. We shot past that to 711 tons by the end of December, and now we're closer to... And that was around almost 18,000, and now we're close to 20,000. So people are continuing to make those offsets. And we'll be turning around and giving that money out in grants. One thing I'm excited about, I also sit on the board of Solar Tompkins, and we're running our Heat Smart 2 program, in which we're really trying to help people learn about air source heat pumps as an alternative to propane or natural gas or fuel oil for heating. And we've done our first grant for air source heat pumps just back in December. So we're excited to be able to help a home go really very low carbon or even zero carbon.
Oh, that's wonderful. What I love actually about your program is that it's all local. I mean, I can go online and I can contribute to a forest in Kenya, or I can do anything internationally. I mean, but here when it's buy local, that's what you're doing. Did you come up with this idea?
Yes. And I just felt that there were so many problems with carbon offsets happening. A lot of scams were going on, and lack of transparency. And yeah, they plant trees, but does anybody ever go and make sure the tree grew and actually took the carbon out of there? Even heard of some Chinese factories that were built to deliberately pollute so they could get paid to not pollute, you know, that kind of thing going on. So I wanted to make a fund that helped, for one thing, low-income people in our community, because I'm very concerned about climate justice and energy democracy, and we need ways that everybody gets to participate in this transition to a clean energy economy. And there's just not enough mechanisms for making that happen. So this is a nice, powerful one. And, you know, we've helped a lot of single-parent families and senior citizens and immigrant families with these grants. And our biggest grant was actually to pay for all the insulation for the first 6 cottages out at Second Wind in Newfield to provide homeless men with wonderful housing. And that was $3,467, I think. So that's been our biggest grant so far. You know, so we're really, it's a very effective way of being involved in helping our community make this transition, helping everybody participate in.
You had mentioned heat pumps. I remember I used to live in Washington, and I had a heat pump, and it was my energy bill. I mean, it was a very small little place, but it was, I don't know, maybe $20 a month. It was incredibly small. But are there restrictions on like where is it good to put a heat pump? I mean, what's how many square foot of a house?
Any size these days. Heat pumps, especially the air source heat pumps, have radically improved in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And it used to be kind of a southern thing to use heat pumps.
Right.
But now they've improved the technology that you can do them in our climate as well. And ground source heat pumps are really efficient because you've got the heat sink of the ground to put the hot air in the summertime into and pull, you know, warm air in the wintertime. But air source heat pumps, you know, are able to work outside and down to, you know, 0 degrees and still pull heat out of that air, compress it, and heat your home with it. And
what does it cost? What do they cost? What's the range for it?
For an air source heat pump, I think they're, I don't have one of those, but I believe I've seen prices around like $7,500. Mm-hmm. So pretty affordable, especially since they last a long time, and especially since they kind of eliminate your monthly ongoing operating costs. They're not completely eliminated. It uses electricity, but better than the prices we've been paying lately for propane and fuel oil, especially.
For those of you who just tuned in, I've been speaking with Gay Nicholson. She is the president of Sustainable Tompkins, and we're talking about the Finger Lakes Climate Fund. So some countries even trade carbon offsets. I mean, in Europe, isn't this sort of common?
Well, they've tried to have a market.
Okay.
In carbon overseas, and it has not been all that successful because if you don't really have strong legal constraints, the market devalues the value of the carbon permit. So carbon, that's why I like the idea of having lots of local carbon offset funds where it can be very clear what the value is for, you know, why $25 a ton? You know, what do you get for your $25 a ton? And besides actually taking that carbon out of the air, in this setting, we're also strengthening the local economy because we're providing jobs to our local green energy contractors. And those families now who were, you know, they're lower income families, so their budgets are pretty constrained. Well, now they've got more money in their budget, maybe to buy better food or other things that the family might need. And you know, maybe even then they need less public assistance. So it is something, it also has this value of really supporting and strengthening the local economy as well as helping to protect the climate.
How are the calculations made? I mean, so if I drive my car from here to Cleveland, so what's my carbon footprint on a car that gets 25 miles to the gallon?
Well, it's really easy to calculate that on our website. We use national databases that connect to the air flights, for example, or then you put in your miles per gallon on the calculator, and it calculates what the emissions would be for the typical car that gets 25 miles per gallon.
Is it carbon dioxide emissions or just carbon dioxide? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the case of other kinds of fuels, it converts it to carbon dioxide equivalents. So kind of sums up the greenhouse gas effect in the form of carbon dioxide equivalents. Now, on the other end of the equation, when we're trying to figure out what we're getting, what we're buying with our offset dollars, I piggyback on the state's programs, the NYSERDA programs, which really keeps our overhead low because then I don't have to. A good carbon offset has to be measurable, verifiable, and additional. And verifiable means you need to be able to measure, you know, verify what are these savings in terms of energy efficiency. And additional means it needs to not have been happening in the first place. You know, where somebody says, oh, pay me and I won't cut down my trees. You know, you want to, or let me build a polluting factory and then have you pay me. That doesn't qualify.
Right.
Shouldn't qualify. And that's a lot of overhead cost for an offset program. So I piggyback on the state's programs, keep our overhead low, but still have all of the proof that we need that this offset happened, those carbon savings occurred, and, you know, and then here's the video of the happy family in their home, you know, as my proof.
Well, we are out of time, but Gay Nicholson, thank you so much for coming in. This is really interesting.
Thank you.